All right, and welcome to both mics. I am Mike Sofka, and that is
Mike Taylor. Good morning.
Welcome to both mics. This is a show. It's a show about nothing and, well,
everything.
Exactly. And we're qualified to do a show about nothing and everything because we know a little of everything and a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can you hear me? Can I make it loud and clear?
I can hear you. I can see you. I can see your frosty white locks dipping out from your skull band that says Jack Daniels on it. Oh, great. Now we're going to have to get permission to say Jack Daniels.
Let me get a pen.
Nice. Yeah, black. Just get a piece of duct tape and put it over it. Yeah. Black bar. Yes.
Our lovely AT&T remote.
Yes.
Worst TV product in the planet.
There goes that advertiser. Good job. There goes that sponsorship.
You know what AT&T stands for?
No.
It's working at this time.
Nice. So how's it going? What you been up to?
Oh, a little bit of everything and a lot of nothing. Last week, I don't know. What did we do last week? Nothing. Took the kids to the beach today after school. God, I don't know what to start with. Well, let's start with school. Now, it's been a while since you've had little ones in preschool. Did your big guy go to preschool back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now they're like tech savvy. There's an app called Bright Wheel, and it's awesome. All day long, we get what happens in your diaper. We get snacks.
Stop right there. What was that? Did they send you a photo of what was in the diaper or what?
No photos. No photos of diapers.
Okay.
Here it is.
Nice.
Right?
That's app. Like that dog walking app that they, if somebody comes and walks your dog and goes, oh, he pooped, you know.
Take a picture of it. God, let's see. Just for the older one today, AM snack at 9:20, and then at 9:29 he peed, and he tried to poo. And then we got a little video of circle time, and when he goes to sleep, when he's awake, the snacks, more potty and pee, and with the other one, the same thing. You know, and also when they check him in the morning, it shows up on here. And my wife picks them up at about 5 o'clock, and it tells you what time they're checked out. Now, on top of this, they also give you little push notifications so that, you know, the phone buzzes or whatever the case may be. So yesterday, just after lunch, the phone buzzes and I take a look at it and it says, your child has been checked out of class. And I'm like, wow. Checked out? I'm like, okay. So I went and, you know, Brenda had the same thing. The boys were checked out. And so she immediately got on the horn.
I bet.
You know, is there a problem with the app? The app says the boys were checked out of school. Is everything okay? Well, they turned around. They took a picture of Nikki sleeping. And they took a picture of Xander sleeping. And they sent it back to the app showing that the boys were actually there. So they scared the living daylights out of us. With this modern technology.
It is. And to me, it's almost like I just saw this movie last night about a kidnapping.
Oh,
and they were sending video stuff back and forth. And I was like, that's what I was thinking. Like, hey, we have your kid. If you want to see your kid again, you know, I mean, it's sick to say something like that, but I mean, that's all I'm picturing.
Yeah. God. When I was little, I thought there'd be a lot more kidnappings when I got older, too, you know? That, and I'd come across quicksand more often. Everything on TV was kidnapping and quicksand.
I can't remember whether it was my son or my sister, my youngest sister. And they were at some event or something. I want to say it was my son in his little karate class he was doing when he was like 4 or 5. And, I think the person, they were doing a training session on, as a little kid, you know, go away, stranger, and run or whatever. If somebody comes up and tries to, you know, grab you or whatever. So they said, what else should you do? And they were asking the kids for ideas. And the instructor, I'm for some reason, I can't remember whether it was my son or my sister, but the instructor, I'll say it was my son. The instructor asked my son, what would you do? How would you handle a situation like that, Trey? And he said, oh, that's easy. I just kick him in the nuts. And I thought, man, why am I paying money? The kid already knows what to do.
Exactly. You know, it's human instinct. You just know, especially when you're a boy.
But it's scary. It's scary that happened. I can't believe, I mean, you must have swallowed your heart for a second. I mean, you must have been, you know, almost at a, okay, calm down, you know.
Yeah, well, you're like, okay, this has to be a malfunction of some sort, is my first thought. Then you're like, well, what if it's not?
Yeah.
You know, how much right. is it going to suck in the next 10 minutes if it's not? So that's wow. why. And I said, hey, you know, I'm in her office right now. And I'm like, hey, can you get this? And she's like, yeah, got right on the horn and everything's good.
So then you took him to the beach?
Yeah, we went to the beach after school today. God, we live, as far as time, 28 minutes, it said, from our door to the beach. We went to a place called Mickler's Beach in Ponta Verde Beach. Yeah, and we stopped and got food along the way.
Yeah, well, there's a potential sponsor right there, Culver's.
It's a non-sponsor. But yeah, went by there. With the daylight savings time and the time change, we got some time after work. You know, I got off 4:30, and by 5 o'clock, we went out the door, got the boys, and the boys are east of us, so we just kept going east and got over to Mickler's Beach, and just north of St. Augustine in Puerto Verde, and it's nice. They got a parking area, you probably fit a couple hundred cars, and they got a little ramp that goes up to the beach. And the beach,
do you pay to park there?
But no.
Okay.
I was surprised. It's actually the second time we've been to that beach. We, Brenda and I went when she came for her interview for her job that she took here. And a lot of crushed shells, not much sand. So, and it's also the beach that's known for finding shark's teeth.
Oh, wow.
We were looking for shark's teeth, and we found nothing. You know.
You didn't find any?
No. But 6 o'clock at night, you know, there's been hundreds of people all over the beach, and you know, it's been picked over. So maybe in the morning you find something, but you're supposed to find the real intricate, cool looking conch shells there and shark's teeth. But you know, maybe someday we'll get there early enough or after a hurricane. I'm sure there's plenty.
But, well,
you know, well, hung out till about 7 or so when it hit the road back, and now I'm doing the bulk mics thing.
Well, you're making our listeners in Canada, and yes, we do have listeners in Canada, and yes, I know about it. I can see the numbers, so I'm happy about that. So you're making all our friends up north and in Canada, you're making them very jealous right now, because you're like, yeah, we just ran down to the beach for a minute, and
after
you know.
After work, went to the beach, and it was, you know, 70-something degrees, beautiful out, sunny, little haze, but the sun was out, and that's why I moved to Florida. It's like being on vacation all the time. Beats New Jersey, that's for sure.
So what else you got for us today?
What else is going on? Whoa, somebody I know is going for to become a police officer. Now, do you know anybody who ever tried to become a cop or who was a cop?
Yeah, well, I know a couple people. You and I have that mutual friend over toward Tampa that was a member of the sheriff's department, I think. And I know some other people that, you know, past friends that went on to become police officers, but I don't know them personally as well anymore.
Yeah, I've had uncles and other outlying relatives being New York City cops. So, you know, I don't know anything about being a cop. I just know that this person's becoming a cop, and close enough to me that I got in a survey in my email for, I guess, a background check for this particular person. And we go ahead and move some stuff over. I actually saved the test, not the test, but the survey. And
so this is how they're checking references or whatever, or yeah, going through.
I think they do more than just check references. Go, hey, do you know this person?
Okay.
It's kind of involved. Oh yeah, how about that? I didn't. I restarted my computer and I didn't save it.
Ah.
Actually, I did save it, and it's over here, right there, and I'm going to do this.
This makes for great radio, by the way, just letting you know.
The visual part?
Yeah, right. Well, everything. It's okay. Just... Well, and yeah. By the way, I do want to let everybody know we were picked up on a few more platforms, including Pandora recently. So check out the Facebook page, check out the website to find out where you can find us. You can find us where you find stuff. How about that?
Stuff at bolthmikes.com.
Perfect.
All right. Of course, they want your name, your phone number. What's your relationship to the candidate? You know, friend, uncle, cousin.
Is there a thing like used to touch my naughty parts? Show me on the doll where he touched you. Did he send a little diagram? A flat Stanley?
How often do you have contact with the candidate?
Physical contact?
I guess that would count. If there was physical contact, I guess that would count as contact. But I guess if contact on the phone...
Okay, before we go too much further, did you answer and send it in yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because as I say, we can answer them all now for you if you want. Together?
You wanted us to fill it out together?
Then? Yes.
No. Let's see. All right. How often? Yep. Describe the interaction relationship you have with the candidate.
Well, I used to just stop by his house when he got a new shipment, but lately he's been bringing girls to the house.
Yep. Yeah, when I heard gunfire, I came by. Do you know about the candidate's relationship with his/her spouse or significant other?
Wow.
Okay. Now, how would you not? I guess if it's like a friend, you know, they're married or they're not married. Like, I'd be surprised if this was about you. And also I found out you were married or you weren't married or something like that. That's kind of a crazy question.
Well, it is kind of crazy, but it also begs the question, what if you're in a situation? I've known people where they're still married, but not married. You know what I mean? So, I mean, what if you're on paper, you show married, but you're really not married. You know what I mean?
Right. And what's weird about it is there's no follow-up question. It's a yes or no question. With no follow-up question about it.
Is there room for you to add stuff in? Like, yeah. Right? No?
Yes or no?
Okay.
Describe the candidate's current relationship. I guess there is a follow-up question.
Duh. Okay.
Describe the candidate's current relationship with his or her spouse or significant other. Next question is yes or no. Do you know?
Is there enough room to write... I don't know after we buried the body. after we used the wood chipper.
A significant other or just someone else. It was just a body in the trunk.
Yeah. What I think there's a saying like that. Like a friend will help you with a murder, your best friend will help you hide the body or something. I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, I think Wayne Gretzky said that one, right?
Yes.
Do you know of any family, personal or family problems the candidate is currently having or has had in the past?
Wow, it's kind of personal. I mean, what did he mean? Alcohol, gambling, or lying, or what?
And also, like, we've known each other for 20 years. And I've known people longer. Like, say my best friend from high school. I've known him since 13 years old in the past. Well, the past is an awful long time when you're 54. I remember he stole an ice cream from the cafeteria in eighth grade. What?
There you go. Boom. You lose the opportunity at a job over that.
Good paying government job.
We finally found the permanent record they were always saying they were putting my stuff on.
Right. Where has the candidate worked in the time you have known him or her? Perfect example, you and me. RFC. The Herd. Jenkins.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
There's got to be more.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about those things. At least not publicly.
Okay. Now, I wouldn't even know this one about anyone. Has a candidate ever been terminated from employment? I don't even know if my wife has ever been terminated from employment.
Stop. Like your wife was ever terminated from employment. Stop. Right.
Well, whatever. There's a 25-year gap in between, and I didn't know her before 1985.
Right.
What types of activities or interests does the candidate pursue in his or her spare time?
See, we ought to go back up to the part where what did the client, what did this person do before? You could say, like, his job was luring the kids into the van.
Right, right. He was the... He was the guy who wrote Candy Inside.
Yes, yes. He's the one who approached little kids and said, I lost my puppy. Will you help me find him?
Yeah, because he was a real short guy. And, all right. Describe the candidate's ability to interact and communicate with others.
Okay.
There's a joke there somewhere, but...
I know. I'm working on it. I got my wheels turning, but I'm thinking I'm going to take a pass and go to the next one.
All right. Do you feel the candidate will be effective in a job where helping other people is the primary and key responsibility?
It's kind of like every job, I would think, no? I mean...
Yeah, but they're kind of ridiculous. You'd be like, no, he's a complete jerk. What are you supposed to say?
He's driving that sperm mobile from two shows ago. Real jerk off.
He used to wear, make his ex-girlfriend wear a ball gag.
The only thing odd about the candidate is when we were out for lunch the other day, his phone rang and he said something like, hey, it's done, but there's blood everywhere. Send in the cleaner.
Right. He was talking about Mr. Blue and Mr. Black.
Yes.
Please check any of the areas you believe to be a concern regarding the candidate. Trustworthiness. Commitment. Emotional stability. Honesty. Integrity. Reliability. Responsibility. Maturity. Conflict resolution, interaction with others,
except wow.
And communication. So, of course, I didn't check any of those.
Is there a spot that write extra stuff in that they may have missed? In case we miss something.
If any boxes are checked above, please explain your concern in detail. Have you ever witnessed a candidate attempt to resolve conflict? See, I'm thinking about you. Like, have I ever seen you try to resolve conflict?
No, because I'm usually involved in it. I'm usually the one in the conflict.
Yeah, I... No, and when you are in conflict, I just egg it on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
So, yeah, well, this one incident in West Palm Beach just popped in my mind. And, yeah, was I there to resolve? I was this close to you. You were, like, right here. And like, I had the opportunity, like, hey, it's all good.
But instead, we turned it up a notch. That's all. No big deal.
God, that was freaking unbelievable.
Yeah. Don't worry. That's on our permanent record somewhere, I'm sure.
Whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Mars Amphitheater. All right.
Is that it, or is there more questions? Is it like a question like, do you think he's responsible to handle money and collect money from local business people for protection, or... Does he have any mob related, you know, people in his life?
Is his last name end in a vowel? A. Have you ever witnessed the candidate being criticized? What if it's one of your kids? Well, yeah, I criticized him in third grade. Grades are crap. His room was dirty.
Yeah, that's why they're applying now. I mean, I raised them to be a good person. You know, if they were the other way, they wouldn't be applying.
Yeah. Plus, I hate surveys. You're like, hey, you can win $1,000 if you do the survey.
Yeah.
Too bad. Don't want to do it.
Yeah, because it's just collecting more of your data.
Yeah. Well, I just don't like doing surveys. Unless, of course, it was a bad experience and someone needs to know about it.
Right?
Sincerely, Karen. Have you ever witnessed the candidate while under a lot of stress or in an emergency situation? Thinking about you. Have I ever seen you stressed or in an emergency situation? No. No. And I'm going to answer no, because if I answer yes, they're going to want to know what it is. Have you ever witnessed the candidate experience setbacks in his or her professional or personal life? Yeah. Too much information.
Right? That's everybody, I think. You know, everybody's had adjustments in their life, so.
Yeah, please describe the setback you have witnessed and explain how the candidate handled them. Does the candidate keep his or her commitments?
Wow.
Right? If you say no to that one, next.
Right. Wow.
Have you ever known the candidate to ever use prescription or non-prescription medication for recreational purposes?
Oh, for recreational purposes. Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I'm sure everyone's taking a prescription from time to time.
Right. Keep in mind that it may not affect, may not automatically disqualify. Have you ever known the candidate to use marijuana? Have you known the candidate to use illegal drugs? Have you known the candidate as a juvenile or an adult to participate in illegal activity and or associate with people who participate in illegal activity, whether caught or not? Well, if you're not caught, it never happened.
Right. Well, yeah.
To your knowledge, has the candidate ever been detained, contacted by, or questioned by law enforcement, including military, or been party of a civil lawsuit? How's that for a question?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like it. Sounds like two different questions, but all right.
Yeah, like, it has to be a yes, right?
Yeah, but in your mind, you know, if I'm on the other end of that and I'm evaluating this, if somebody answers yes, I'm thinking it's like this Deshaun Watson guy in the media now, quarterback from the Houston Texans. He's like 22 women accusing him of sexual misconduct in one way or another. Most of them were massage therapists. And, you know, it's in the news because it's news. All these women are suing him. And now the sheriff's department is starting to ask questions. So I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm not saying he's innocent. I'm just saying that's how it is sometimes. That civil suit sometimes encourages the legal end and vice versa, I guess.
Right. That's like a you know, turning over a new amendment for the Constitution, as enough states do it individually, the Supreme Court or whoever takes care of the nation will take a look at something if more states go on that side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all fake.
Well, the thing is, have you had contact with law enforcement? If I know that you've had a car accident, I know that you had contact with law enforcement. If you've been pulled over for not driving with a driver's license and call me at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and say, what do I do? I know you've been contacted by the police.
Now, again, I'm splitting hairs, but I want to know, do they mean physical contact? You know, does that mean contact, or maybe it's just somebody that I talk with on Facebook? Come on, people.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a candidate annoyed or frustrated? Really? Come on. Have you ever experienced or observed a candidate upset, displaying anger, or raising his or her voice in anger? Really?
Again, I think these are very too broad of questions, because if you don't say positively about some of these things, you're not qualified to answer anything about the candidate anyway. I mean, everybody's had a time or two where they've been angry or something hasn't gone right.
Right. Yep. And well, everybody does, because most people have brothers and sisters. So somewhere along the line.
Yeah. Right. Crazy.
To your knowledge, does the candidate drink alcohol? Now, here's the ultimate cop-out. Yes? No? I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Okay. God, we're getting towards the end here.
Thank God.
To your knowledge, has alcohol ever interfered with his or her job or relationship?
I don't know. It's hard to say because if you're with that person and something's going on, if that person has been imbibing in alcohol, then you probably have been too. So now your perception is skewed, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. But yeah, well, you know, I can see if it's a boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, ex-wife, something like that, that might be a question for them, but it's, yeah, they need to gear these towards the specific person that they're freaking giving it to, you know?
I mean, is my 10th grade biology teacher getting a survey if I'm applying? Who do they pick?
Yeah, exactly. Knowing that everyone has biases, have you ever known of him or her to display any favoritism or intolerance towards anyone or anything?
There's so many places I can go with this one right now, and I keep stopping myself.
Everyone has brothers and sisters, so yes. Are you able to trust the candidate with confidential matters?
Well, see, now that's a trick question too, because if you answer that and you have something in confidence with me, you've just tipped your hand that you are holding a secret with me. Yes. There and now you are in violation of the confidentiality agreement between us.
Exactly. So much for the bro code, dude.
Yeah.
Is there anything about the candidate's character that you feel might disqualify him or her for public service? Would you recommend this candidate for a position with the blankety blank 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 police department? Yes, no.
Go back one question. What was the previous question again about being fit to serve?
Is there anything about the candidate's character
that you feel
might disqualify him or her for public service?
Oh, I was thinking about physical limitations, because I was thinking that might be ADA violation. And yeah, to be a smart ass, you could say he runs well with that peg on his leg, or, you know, he can do push-ups with that hook on his hand, you know?
It's strange he walks around with this donut because he can't sit on a regular chair.
Yes. These are the details they're looking for, Mike. Don't leave them out.
Well, what's strange is Brenda's ex worked for an aircraft building company that is outside of Seattle, Washington. It starts with a B, and they make 747s.
Boeing?
Yeah.
I'll take that out in post. Go ahead.
And, in San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base is where the project was going to be for the next Air Force One. And her ex was, I guess, going to be, or we tried to apply to be on the crew that built or retrofitted that particular airplane. And he needed a top secret clearance. And of course, she got one of these surveys, and the top secret clearance is a lot more in depth than this.
Wow.
She didn't have good things to say about it.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, you're building an airplane for the President of the United States. So, you know, the questions go towards, has there ever been any discussion or anti-American discussion, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, he was like a hard anti-U.S., you know, hedge. Basically, he told Brenda, you go to Afghanistan, I can't guarantee you I'll be here when you get back. And when she came back from Afghanistan, he was gone. He was, you know, he moved on after 20 years of marriage.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, like, he was, I guess he had some anti-government or anti-White House rhetoric going on in his brain that, that she put down truthfully in this background check for top secret clearance. And I'm sure he didn't get it. That particular one came from his wife at the time.
I had no idea Timothy McVeigh was married to Brenda.
Close. Close. This guy was a piece of work. All right. I think we're down to the last page.
Yay! Oh, wait. Hang on. I'm missing my cue here. I'm missing my own cue.
Bruh.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's hilarious. How's this look with me half off camera? Does this work good? There we go.
Perfect. We like the shot of your ear on the video there, Mike. Very nice. Thank you.
I cleaned them too. All right. Now, here's the thing. Please provide, last question. Please provide the following information of two additional people who you know. Please provide the following information of two additional people who you know this candidate well, first and last name, email address, and phone number. So they want me to, like, pick
two right.
To take this damn freaking quiz or this survey. And I'm like, say this background check was for you, right? And I did all 8 pages, and now they want 2 names and numbers. Well, it can't be 2 brothers. It can't be your 2 sisters. Can't be your mom. Can't be your dad. Can't be your wife. I'm sure they took care of your ex-wife. So I'm sure she's on the list already. And I wouldn't know how to contact her. The only person I would think to put down would be Paul and Mr. Owens.
There you go.
I have no clue how to get a hold of those 2 people. Those are the only 2 people that are in our lives that aren't even in our lives anymore that had a connection between you and me. How am I supposed to put down 2 people? Do I just cop out? I'll just put Brian and...
You could have some fun with it. I mean, you could set it up for success. Like, give them a number to, like, a 900 number. I don't know if they still have those where they pay by the minute, you know.
Well, I could always put Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, stuff like that. Exactly.
Timothy McVeigh at OklahomaStatePrison.com.
Yes, there you go.
There you go, right? So, yeah, I thought that was kind of a dumb pain in the ass. So, like, the only person I could think of, I was able to think of 1. And in protest, I just put 1 person, not 2. Screw that.
So. Well, if that person can't become a police officer now, I know who they got to go to.
Right. It's all my fault.
Yes.
So, and then there's a, you know, the whole thing to click to electronically sign and date, and it's on its way. So I hope she does well.
Crazy. Well, you know what else I think is doing well? Did you hear that Elon Musk has a Neuralink monkey and it appears to play Pong on TV with its mind?
Neuralink?
Yeah, they put a chip in his brain's head, in his chimp's head. They put a microchip in his brain and they did testing with him with a remote control for a video game. And every time he made the remote control move the right way and do something positive, a little bit of like a vanilla milkshake came out of a tube. So he's learned how to play this video game really well, because every time he does, he gets more vanilla milkshake. So he'll sit there for a while playing this thing. Well, what they did was they trained him on the game and then they unplugged the controller and he had the same results. So his mind was moving the controller on the video game.
Okay, that was the question I was going to have. Was he doing it this way or was he doing it with his mind?
No, he's still moving the controller, but it's unplugged from the system.
Brain. So it's his brain.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I would think he'd be able to play Pong better without, because you'd have a disconnect between, you know, here and here. So do you play better straight from your mind?
I don't know. This seems like how that Planet of the Apes stuff got started.
Probably, yeah. Now, like, I've gone for hearing tests. I have, you know, bad tinnitus and ringing and hearing loss and all that stuff. And they did a hearing test. They put it in your ears and they test it. But then they could put, like, a cochlear thing right back here.
Oh, yeah.
And that is freaky, where they can make your brain hear through your skull.
Wow.
And it's like clear as day. Like it's no muffle, no strange, no nothing, but they can literally hear perfectly through your skull with this little implant thing. So
if you have that when you answer the phone, do you answer it back here?
No, I wish I worked better because I can't hear a damn thing on the phone. Especially if I'm on IT. on the phone with IT support. Can't understand a damn word they're saying. They're all muffled. Yeah, you can't hear a thing. And that's IT, not TP.
So Google Pixel Watch is coming out soon.
Okay.
Do you care?
I thought it was interesting because I have a Samsung, and for a while there I really couldn't live without it. When I was flipping houses, I would go to my 9-to-5 job, and then after that, I would head over to the house, and I would do some sort of work. And you know, you're constantly doing things with your hands. You got gloves on and all that stuff. You can't really pick up your phone and do whatever with the gloves on. You have to take the gloves off, you know, phone, put your gloves back on, and get back to work. Where if my phone buzzed and I would get notifications, I can just look on my phone and see if it was a text message or an email or whatnot. You know, a Facebook update. And if it was a text message, I would know to take the time to, you know, undo my gloves, put everything down, and look at my phone, answer back. And I could even answer back on the watch. So it's actually kind of cool that way, too.
Well, see, this is where I'm calling out to, like, the 70s. And so we used to watch Dick Tracy, you know, right. or the comic Dick Tracy. And, you know, I was like, yeah, we're never going to see that. They have that. But like we were talking about last episode, I don't have my flying car yet. Like the Jetsons.
Yeah. Now I totally agree. And in time, you know, I'm starting to get to the point where I'm realizing that they were kind of true. They didn't lie to us. If you can dream it or imagine it, eventually it could happen. You know, I'm amazed. I think today is the 6th year anniversary of Elon Musk and SpaceX landing the Stage 1 rocket on that little tiny postage stamp of a barge on the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I looked at it and I said, if I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it.
He's an alien.
Yeah, if you told me that, hey, we're going to shoot a rocket into the sky, pop off the top into the outer space, and then this rocket's going to come back down and land on a 24-by-16-foot platform out in the middle of the ocean, where it could go anywhere and it's going to land exactly there, I would tell you now. I think you're lying to me. There's no way in the world they'd be able to do it.
In the 1960s, when they put a man on the moon, if you had gone to the future and then came back with one of these and told the guys that were the engineers and who built that situation for us to go to the moon and back, that this little phone has more memory and more power than what you're using to get that person to the moon and back. That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm at the point in my life where if they say that that will happen eventually, it'll happen. You know, someone told me the reason why computers aren't faster and computers don't have more memory is because of the heat of the processors. Now, this laptop that I have here, like, I don't even think it has a fan on it anymore.
Yeah. Used to be, you used to have to get a fan kit and plug it in with the USB, and because, you know, you didn't want to burn your leg, or you didn't want to burn whatever you were setting it on, or you didn't want it to overheat and burn out the motherboard or whatever.
And they overheat, they get slower too.
Yeah.
Well, they're barely freaking warm. And they're going to get to quantum computers. And it almost, like Alexa is almost like what I'm picturing a quantum computer to be like. And they're going to have like a headband you wear. And it's going to have everything in it. You'll walk down the street and you'll be like, who's that guy? And then it'll tell you, you know, oh, that's, you know, James Taylor.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be able to teach you and read to you and talk to you while you're sleeping. It'll be able to, like, you'll be able to learn.
I have one of those right now. It's like a bandana thing with little speakers in it right now. And I'm doing the overnight stuff for deal with pain and so forth, you know, the subliminal messaging.
Interesting.
Yeah. So like I think I brought this up one other show, and, you know, I haven't listened to, like, I don't listen to the whole 6 hours while I'm awake to make sure they're not saying, hey, go rob this bank or whatever, you know?
Yeah. We'll grab that kid from the preschool.
Bring a box of 50s to the drop on Wednesday at noon.
When I was told that this is coming down the pike with quantum computers, I was just fascinated with it, you know, to be able to, and just the fact to be like, hey, you know, I know that person from somewhere, you know, Alexa, who is that? And, you know, it'll guess C or whatever, and be like, yeah, that's, you know, that's Dave from, you know, so-and-so. And, you know, he has a criminal record. Be careful.
So check this out. The Mars Perseverance rover takes a selfie with Ingenuity helicopter ahead of historic flight. So this little helicopter drone thing they got up on Mars with this other rover thing, before this helicopter drone type thing takes off, the other thing, the Perseverance rover, turns around and takes a picture, a selfie with both of them, like, hey, here we are on the moon, how you doing? Click. Crazy. I'm going to make sure I put a picture of that up, but go check it out on the web. It's amazing that we can send a vehicle and a drone type device, and before they start their mission, they're going to take a selfie together. That's hilarious, I think.
Now, this drone thing, I just heard about it in the news this week. Did it just land?
I don't know all the in-betweens here. I didn't read the whole thing. I'm sure there's more to it. I just find it interesting and less boring just to say, hey, this thing's on Mars. These two machines are interacting, and they're, oh, by the way, they're taking pictures with each other, like they're posting it on Facebook or something.
Now, here's the thing. I also heard that there's an 8-hour lag in communication. So, like, it communicates to Houston or wherever, and it takes 8 hours for the communication to get there. So is the guy with the joystick or the controls for the drone?
I think it used
to.
Yeah, I think that stuff used to be that way. But now I think it's a matter of the things are kind of autonomous, and the information relay back and forth is primarily the results or data. But not, hey, should we turn left or right here? Hey, do we go forward or back here? You know?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But I think initially that's the way it was.
I thought, like, if you go up and to the left, and then 8 hours later, it goes up and to the left and crashes, And then for the next 8 hours, you're just flying around, but it's already crashed. So, yeah.
Speaking of crashes, check this out. Kelly Clarkson, you know who that is?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen her in concert, have you?
No, no, no. But she's had an onstage bathroom disaster that will forever change the way we think about trash cans. This is according to Yahoo.com entertainment section. Remember a couple shows ago, you and I were talking about the home, you call it a Homer bucket.
Yeah.
Explain again what a Homer bucket is.
All right. Well, Homer bucket obviously is a bucket you buy at Home Depot, and Homer is their, I guess, their mascot or their logo, whatever the case may be. So the orange 5 gallon bucket you you can buy there for $2.47 comes with a lid. And you just get yourself a roll of bags. And when you have an emergency situation, like if you're doing a flip house and there's no plumbing in the house yet, and you need to use the facility urgently because you eat like a damn pig. And you put a bag inside the Homer bucket, you pop a squat and do your business and shit up the neighborhood.
Well, apparently, she's one of these performers like Cher or Elton John or whatever, like in between songs, they go back and they have a costume change. And whoever was doing this interview, Ryan Gajewski, it's easy for me to say, he talks about an interview that she had with Clint Black. And during their interview, she said something about how many of us haven't peed on stage. And she answered, well, actually I had this one time and it wasn't pee. I got kind of wrecked up from some kind of food. We were in an arena, and then she says, I shouldn't tell this story, but I don't have any filter. And then she says, she pretty much found the trash can right there beside the stage and let one loose. And then, I don't know, who cleans that up? I mean, do they let it sit there till they're done, or?
Is it the sound guy sign?
Yes.
Your bass player, is it the guitar player, the keyboard player? Yeah.
Speaking of crapping on the stage, here's something funny. Mrs. World, I guess this is like a beauty pageant, but it's for women. Mrs. World, instead of Miss Universe, it's Mrs. World, married women, okay? Right. Mrs. World arrested for pulling crown for Mrs. Sri Lanka's head, allegedly causing injuries. This is according to Fox News Entertainment.
2021, of course it was injuries.
Check this out. I saw the video. There shouldn't be any injuries, but here's what happened, okay? There's a 4-minute video. I'll try to post this somewhere where you can find it. If not, just search it out. But here's what happened. The reigning Miss World was arrested for pulling the crown off Mrs. Sri Lanka's head, apparently causing injury. Apparently what she did was it came down to the two, winner and loser. And they said that the one lady won.
Right.
And Mrs. World came out and put the crown on her head. And then somebody whispered in her ear and told her that she's divorced. She's not married. So she doesn't qualify. So she goes out and takes the crown off the other lady's head and puts it on the first runner up's head, grabs the microphone and goes, yeah, she doesn't qualify. I thought it was funny.
And we just went over this whole thing for the past 20 minutes with background checks.
Yes.
Public record.
I don't understand how she got that far.
Exactly. You know, yeah, it wasn't her first beauty pageant to be in the big pageant. You know, you had to go to a little pageant and go higher and higher and higher to get to the big pageant. I don't get it.
Well, speaking of blowing your top out in the middle of nowhere, there's a volcano eruption in the Caribbean that's prompting a mass evacuation during one of their most popular vacation weeks. Have you heard about this?
I didn't know. I heard the other side of it. Royal Caribbean has 2 cruise ships going there right now to collect people. I didn't know why or what happened at the Caribbean island, but I do know the ships are going there to help.
See, I think that's great because while the people are on board, they could do the art auction and they could do the conga or the mambo thing. They're like, hey, party. The guy's going to come with the baked Alaskan on his head, you know, buddy.
couple ice sculptures.
Yeah, you're shaking the maracas, you're drinking Miami Vices. You're having a great time. And hey, folks, sorry you lost everything at your home, but guess what? We're going to keep the bar open 2-for-1 now.
Yeah, sorry your island is gone. Yeah, well, I know Royal Caribbean does this a lot with disasters, especially hurricanes in the Caribbean. And what island was this again? Sri Lanka? No, that was
Mystery. It's
Island.
I think it's one of the Virgin Islands, or Vincent maybe. Hang on, let me look this up.
Yeah, I think it's St. Vincent. That rings a bell.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, yeah, St. Vincent. La Soufrerie volcano on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent. Wow. Crazy, crazy stuff. And you know what else is crazy? They just found a 3,000-year-old Egyptian city.
In Egypt, I hope.
Yeah, here's my deal. They're saying this is the most important find. It's called the Lost Golden City in Egypt. They said it's the most important find since the tomb of Tutankhamun. Here's my question. How is it we've had all this soldiers in these areas and people and thousands of years, and they're saying that they found this city? How does this happen where, oh, there's a whole city? Look.
Was it buried, or is like Google Earth not working anymore?
I think they had to uncover it, because a lot of stuff gets over time, like over 3,000 years, sand and tidal differences and water and no water, and you know, things evolve, they change. So yeah, they say the excavations began in September 2020. Within weeks, to the team's great surprise, formations of mud bricks began to appear in all directions. What they had unearthed was the site of a large city in good condition of preservation, with almost complete walls and rooms filled with tools of daily life.
Wow. Wow. That's almost like a time capsule of sorts.
The newly unearthed city, discovered between the Temple of King Ramses III and the Colossi of, yeah, whatever, on the West Bank River of the Nile River in Luxor. Oh, this isn't Vegas. This is a new resort in Vegas, the Luxor. Oh,
that's kind of bizarre. Is Chris Angel going to play there?
I lost track of time today. I don't know how we're doing on time. I don't know if we're over, we're under. What do you think?
I have not a clue. I didn't check the clock either. But speaking of the Luxor, last time I was at the Luxor, there's a little shopping mall there, and we were trying to kill some time before we go to the airport. So we were staying at Excalibur, and we went over to the Luxor, we went to Mandalay Bay, and we went down to the Vegas sign, 10 o'clock in the morning, 20-minute walk, and it was like 90 degrees out of 10 in the morning. That was horrible, horrible. I've got our pictures with the "Welcome to Vegas," that thing, you know, which is not copyrighted or trademarked. That's why anybody can use it. Anybody can take, you know, maybe we should do that. Bolt Mics, the fabulous Bolt Mics, the Vegas sign. It's a community property, or whatever they call it. Eminent domain? No.
Public domain, yeah.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to look that up. And I know
is it like interchangeable letters you can put up on it, or what? What are you saying?
I don't know about that. I don't know if the welcome, if there's like a marquee underneath, or what. Like the Whiskey A Go-Go, the band, you can move the letters. I don't know. But getting back to that, we go back to Mandalay, get inside, and it's a mall, like an old shopping mall in there. And there was a memorabilia store there. And I look in, and there's a guy in there signing autographs. Pete Rose.
Nice.
Autographs. So what do? I text you. You remember what your response was?
Yeah, that guy owes me $20.
Exactly. I laughed.
I got a funny Pete Rose story attached to that. This is back in the early 90s, and living in Central Florida here, part of Orlando, and I see a little thing in the paper that Pete Rose is going to be appearing at this Winn-Dixie, which is a little further out away from me, and I'm like, wow, that's something else. So I call and they're like, I don't know. Is that what it says? Yeah, okay, sure. So like I show up 3 hours early. I got like six baseballs with me. I got cards. And, you know, I'm walking around. I don't see no table set up or chair or nothing at the Winn-Dixie. So I asked to see the manager. And the manager comes over and I go, hey, this Pete Rose thing's happening today, right? And he goes, yeah, in a couple hours. I said, yeah, where's the line? And he goes, line. And I said, yeah, I guess, am I the first one? And he said, I guess so. And he goes, why don't you just come back in a couple hours? I said, no, I'm already first in line. I'm gonna be here because you said it's only a couple hours. I'll just wait it out. So I have to stand in the frozen food area because they were pimping Pete Rose's new pizzas. So comes 5 minutes before Pete Rose is to show up. There's a grand total of six people in line, and two of them are looking at the baked lasagna in the freezer case next to me.
Wow.
So I'm like, I got this. Something's wrong here. Sure enough, Pete Rose comes from around the corner with a handler. He sits down at a table. He says hi to everybody. Doesn't say anything. Isn't real personable. Grabs the first thing each person has and signs it. But it wasn't the first thing they had. It was a flyer about the pizza. It was basically like a pizza pop top. And they gave that to you as you were in line, and then you went and had that signed, and that was it. You weren't allowed to get baseball signed. You weren't allowed to get card signed. You weren't allowed to do anything. 20 minutes goes by, and I went through line two or three times. I'm like, well, I'll just keep going back through line. I'll play your game. I'll get 16 pizza boxes. Maybe one of these times you'll sign my ball. But he didn't, and I was just – I've gotten Pete Rose before at other events, but – anyway, it was kind of interesting because that's where I came up with the, yeah, he owes me $20 thing, talking to another guy in line. It was pretty funny. Anyway, I don't know. I thought it was funny.
And the thing is, how many people would get that joke?
I think right, exactly.
I told Brenda, exactly. Oh, Mike says he owes him $20. And she'd be like, cricket.
Yeah. Yeah, why does he owe him $20? Right. I don't understand.
Better late than ever.
Crazy. Well, listen. I got a lot of stuff happening here. We have been put on some more places. So if you're finding podcasts, but you're listening to us somewhere and it's not where you normally get your stuff, that's fine. Just email me, mike_sofka@bothmikes.com, and I'll get us on that provider. You can find us like in 23 locations right now, which is great. And I've had a couple people ask about subscribing or being part of the show. So that is coming to the website soon. It's currently on one of our podcast providers, Anchor FM, which also helps me host Apple as well. So if you're listening on Apple, there's a way for you to become a member of our team here. You just follow the link. You'll see that wherever you podcast real soon, I'm sure. So
cool.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it a lot. We're moving forward here slowly but surely. So hopefully you're enjoying what you're hearing and you'll come back and you'll listen some more. Please click the share. Yeah, hit the subscribe on YouTube. Share us with a friend. Share us with a coworker. Share us with someone you do not like. That's often great too.
Yeah, yeah. That'll do wonders for your early relationship.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. I'm Mike Sofka, and that is
Taylor.
Thank you so much, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Ciao.